the end of last week, we were talking about the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos as to whether the din that Eidach and Nenem Bisurin is derived from Hafreshes Truma and Shlita Nikar Gein Chayla, or is derived from Nida. So we said that Tosfos learns it from Nida. He doesn't like Rashi's Mokra because he says that's a different Nemanus of the Yadam. So he says it should really be learned from Nida. Then Tosfos is troubled. How can you learn that Eidach and Nenem Bisurin in general? Hecha, the lowest chazik isura can be learned from Nida. After all, the case of Nida is a chazik isura, right? She's a chazik, that she's roa, she's becheskas roa, she's becheskas tuma. How can we learn that Eidach and Nenem Bisurin, even if lowest chazik isura? The Tov says, no, you misunderstood what Nida is all about. The reality is that there's a chelik of Nida where there's lowest chazik isura. There's no chazaka cheskas roa. We've talked a lot about that. What does that mean, there's no cheskas roa? Does that mean if it's asuya leishtano, so that's not called a strong chazaka, that's a weakened chazaka? Maybe no, it's not called a chazaka at all, as the Shmaitze explains. Because the fact that she saw one day, there's no raya she's going to see the next day. So there's no such thing as status quo in that circumstance. Because there's nothing created by her first riyah. The Tosus learns that Nida is a case of lowest chazakisu. So it's a good makam. Yet there's a chelik of Nida that you need the other for. In order for her to be nemenes against the cheskas tuma, I need the yodo. But it says Tosus, that's not the mokar, the eidach is nemen bisura, and eidach lo is chazik yisura. For that mokar, I'm talking about the other part of Nida, the case of the part of Nida that's not against the cheskas, it's not against any chazaka, because she's not the cheskas ro, so the fact that she's nemenes to say that she stopped seeing Dan, that's the mokar that eidach could be nemen even shalok neger chazaka. The question that we're up to is, now we have to figure out why Rashi didn't learn from Nida. Right? Rashi is a great makom. We can learn that Eidach and Nenem Bisurin from Nida. What does he need? Hafreshes Truma and Nikar Agid and Shchita. Okay, so according to him, it works out. The other is Megarei L'Chazaka. It's like Eidach and Shlok Neged HaChazaka. But he's got a simple makom and a pasuk too. Okay, Rashi and Chulin has a pasuk B'Shachet Es Ben Abaka. There's not a pasuk about all the cases. Just take Nida. Nida's a great makor. That Eidach and Nenem Bisurin Shlok Neged HaChazaka. What's the answer to that question? So to answer that question, you have to read another Tosfos. A Tosfos that mamish, the svara that comes out of this Tosfos is very, very fundamental. Okay, let's see this Tosfos together. This is Tosfos de Maskal Havi. Havi Dover Shaber. So we know the Gemara asks a loaded question. Right? The Gemara says, Eimad Aminan, Eirachanem, Bisurin, the Gemara asks the kasha. We're going to see in Mitzvah over the next few days. Is that one kasha? Is it two kashas? What exactly is going on? But the Gemara does say Havidav Sheva Erva, that he would talk about Davar Sheva Erva. Forget about Isur. Forget about Cheskas Isur. She's the Cheskas Eishes. It's not a Davar Sheva Erva. The shliach is saying that the Gerishin is kosher. Right? The shliach is being made about the Gerishin, being made that the woman's with Teres Linosek, that she's divorced properly. So isn't this a Davar Sheva Erva? So says Tosfos like this, Havi Davar Sheva Erva, Haidu Naka Davar Sheva Erva, Oh Marie, Vishim Dabar Ha'isha, Rabba, Vishar Yisuri, Yon Tebu Behegdish, Rekhan Namas, Vesafalani, Mehem, and Afil Veskazig Yisuri, Abba Lam, Biyadah, Allah. What's the reason the Gemara mentions Havidav Shabbat. So Tosfos doesn't say it beferish, but he's already leading us into that subject. Tosfos seems to be learning that there really are two kashas over here. So you really should be Gemara Yisavav, the Havidav Shabbat. What's he saying? Kasha of the Gemara is twofold. First of all, how can you say that Eidachad is Nehman Bisurin, and that's where the Shlech is Nehman? But this is a Schazik Yisura. She is Bechazkas Eishesish. And we assume that Eidachad is Nehman Bisurin, only Shalom Keneged HaChazav. That's kasha number one. Adds the Gemara, and it's also a davar sheva erva. What do you need? And it's also a davar sheva erva. You ask the kasha. The kasha is simple. That eidachad is nam bisurin, only shlok and eidachad chazaka. It's a cheskas isuri. And it's the cheskas eishesish. So you have your kasha. So what's the need to add the other kasha? Says Tosfos, I'll tell you what. Because in the Gemara, in Yevamos, there's a safek. There's one side that maybe eidachad should be neman, afilu keneged chazaka. If Eidachad can be Nehman, even Keneged HaChazaka, then your first kasha is not a kasha. The kasha of the Gemara was I understand that Eidachad is Nehman Shalom Keneged HaChazaka, but here there's a Chazaka, the Tosfos says, but there's a day that maybe Eirachon is not even Kenegra Chazaka. So that's the case, and what's your Kasha? Even if it's Kenegra Chazaka Seishas Ish, Eirachon should still be Nem. So the Napa Gemara says, no, but even if Eirachon is Nem Kenegra Chazaka Seishas Ish, this is worse. It's not Yisurim at all. It's Davish Ba'erva. And if it's Davish Ba'erva, it ain't Davish Ba'erva, Kachas Mishnayim. Two Kashas. Right? The Kasha is, even if Eirachon is Nem Kenegra Chazaka, but this is more than Yisurim. This is Davish Ba'erva, and ain't Davish Ba'erva, Kachas Mishnayim, so you shouldn't be Nem anyway. That's how Tosfos understands. Okay, that's how he understands the Kasha. We'll see it's the Machlokas of Rishonim, but that's how Tosfos understands. And how Tosfos is the Kasha? Listen up. The Im Tomar, E Eid Echad, Nema B'Shar Yisur, Nafim L'Shaz, Yisur, V'la B'Yadda. This Kasha of Havi Gav Shev Eva is assuming what? That Eid Echad is Nema B'Yisur, and even Kenegel HaChazaka. The Tosfos says, well, if that's true, what's the Maka? What's the Maka? I'm not sure what the Maka is. We have to have some kind of a Maka, but Nida's not going to help me for that. Why is Nida not going to help me? Because Tosfos already established what? That Nida is a case of Eschazik Yisro or Lowest Eschazik Yisro? What's the answer? Nida is Lowest Eschazik Yisro. So if Nida is Lowest Eschazik Yisro, what's the Makar that in Eidach that is never be Yisro and even Kenegat has the system? I don't know. There has to be some kind of a Makar. But Nida's not going to be that Makar. Nida's not going to be that Makar. So Frek Tosfos, the Imtomar, Tosa says, if you'll tell me that Eidachad is Nemesur, even Kenegat Chesed Sisser, Nida can't be the Mokar for that, because I just told you in the previous Tosa, a couple of Tosas in before, that Nida is not Eschazig Yisur. So there has to be some other kind of Mokar that Eidachad is Nemesur. Afilu Kenegat Chesed Sisser. So then, what do I need to suffer Lola Atzma? The Sofra Lo La'atzma is talking about where there's no Chazaka. If an Eidachad is Nemet, even Kenegat a Chazaka, Kol Shkain, Shalok Kenegat a Chazaka, so what do I need a Mokar? Then Anita is Nemet, so push it then. She's no different than that other case. You have to find some case, a Mokar, to tell you that an Eidachad is Takanem and Kenegat a Chazaka. But once I have the Mokar, so then there's no need to have the Pasuk of Sofra Lo. Because Nida is included in the basic Mokar, that Eidachad is Nemet, even Kenegat a Chazaka. So what do I need a Sofra Lo for? Al Gekash. Shlomo says Tosfos is not the Choshek of Nevi Shabbat. Oh, he said. Says Tosfos, no, I need the Sefer Law because I would think that Nida is worse. Eidecha could be Nevi Kenegat Cheska Sissa. Nida is not Cheska Sissa. So it's more calm than Eidecha Kenegat Cheska Sissa, but it's more chomer in a different way. It's a Nevi Shabbat Erva. And if a Nevi Shabbat Erva Pachas Mishnayim, even if Nida is not Cheska Sissa, it's not as Chazi Yisura. So what? It's still Nid Shnayim. So I would think that Nid is a Davish of Erva and Nid Shnayim. She shouldn't be Nemenes about herself. Kamashu on the Pasuk that she is Nemenes. Okay, so this is how Tosfos is learning the Gemara. Right? So Havi Davish of Erva is a new Kasha. That really, there's one day in Yevamos that Eidachad is Nemen Keneged Cheskas Issa. So if that's the case, then your first Kasha is not a Kasha. Even if it's Cheskas Issa, even if there's a Cheskas Issa over here, Cheskas Issa Ish, the Shilach still shouldn't be Nemet because it's a Davish of Erva. That's the Kasha Gemara. The fact Tosfos, if Eidachad is Nemet, even Kenegat Cheska Sissa, you gotta have some other Mokar for this, not Nida. I told you the Mokar that Eidachad Nemet be Surin is from Nida. But that's only if he's Neman Shalok Kenegat Chazaka. If he's Neman Kenegat Chazaka, it can't be like Nida because Nida should be Chazaka. So if you already have a Mokar that Eidachad is Nemet be Surin, Afilu Kenegat Cheska Sissa, what do I need to suffer law for? That's just subsumed under the regular rubric. So comes Tosfos and says, no, I think Nida's worse. I think Nida's worse because it's Davish of Erva. And if Nida's Davish of Erva, then she shouldn't be Nemenes. Eidachad might be Nemen, Keneged Cheska Sissa, even Keneged Cheska Sissa, but that's only by Yisurin, but by Davish of Erva, he's still Nid Shnayim. So I think that Nida should be Davish of Erva. It should Nid Shnayim. Come on, from the positive, then you don't Nid Shnayim. That she's Nemen about herself. Yes?
Felicia Rabba, that's a something. That's not for sure that it's going to work, that Eidachad is going to work by
No, it's a back and forth in the Gemara.
Right, so
he's saying that according to that side, the reality is the Ramban and the Ritva, there are Rishonim that seem to paskin like that side of the Gemara. They say that Eidachad is Takanem and Eidachad is Cheska Sissa. There are the Chachmei Svar, a lot of Chachmei Svar right here in Gibbon seem to paskin like that side. It's a big chiddush. Right? We're not assuming like that. But there are some Rishonim have to take that attack. So, Tosfos Kasha is good Kasha, right? Not just Stam and Gemara, some actually Paskin like that. So. it's a serious hava mina. Those are saying that's pshat la gemara, right? But if you assume like that gemara that eidacha can be nemed even can eidachas kasisa, so then we understand that the hemshchal gemara havi gavur shabbat ever. This is worse because since it's a gavur shabbat ever, that's not shem.
Why would you ask, if you have
the Gemara
Shabbat, why isn't
that
enough for questions?
It's an excellent question, but the Gemara does that pretty frequently. The Gemara is the best Rebbe. Gemara is the best Rebbe. It sets it up, gives you all the background, so that in the next Gemara, when you have a problem, that you know all the rules. If the Gemara would just say, Ain't Dabashara Pavas Mishnaim, so you'd say, so, but what's about Isurim? What's about Shita and this and that? Eidechad Shnaim, you wouldn't know anything. So it sets it all up and it says, look, first of all, Eidechad Eman Bisurim is only Shalok Eidechad Chazam. This is a Chazam. So you should just know that halacha. That's a kash number one. And kash number two, Ain't Dabashara Pavas Mishnaim. It's like, it's two kashes. So do you need the first kash once you have the second kash? Of course not. But the Gemara sets it up so that you have all of the details and you see the depth of the kasha of the Gemara. How are you?
Isn't the Vehim Tomar that Tosfos quotes, it's like just speculation. He says that, oh, there was a suffix, and you know, and he says, oh, and if you did believe that Sa'd in the suffix, so then you have this problem. So it's like...
Lumdish speculation. But that Lumdish speculation... No, but that Lumdish speculation is the weapon that we need in our arsenal, in our quiver, to try to explain Rashi Shita. So that's why, even though Tosfos is like within a Havamina, it's a certain way to learn the Kasha of the Gemara, but we have to learn this Tosfos because it gives us a new insight into what the Sefer Allah is teaching me. I haven't even gotten there. Right? I haven't even gotten to what is the Kamash Malan. What is it teaching me? But once we get to the Kamash Malan, you'll see Rashi's going to fit in like a glove. So just be patient and we'll get there. Is that Noah? Do I see you? Yeah, okay, go ahead. Naftali 1.
Yosef.
Tell Yosef, okay.
How come Rashi doesn't have a
gear set with the Havi? That's a good cash. So you see that you don't need the Vav to learn the Havi, to learn it as a Bahavi. The Vav just helps you. But despite the fact that we don't even have that gear set in our Gemara, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You know, some Rishonim would add Bahavi just to make it obvious. But Tos is basically saying that that's the kasha, right? That is the kasha anyway, but it doesn't have a problem. That's a good hara. I like that. Yes?
Right. Last week we said that Rabbi and Tom learned this from Sfar, no?
Rabbi and Tom.
Nido is not a Rishonim.
Yeah, now you're jumping already. Okay, hope, yes, Gabriel.
What is the buffer that we say Eidechanemon against his causing Yisur?
I don't know. Tos doesn't tell us that. But the assumption is there has to be some kind of a locker. And it ain't neither. Because we know neither is not Skype service. That's how they learn Tos, right? You see, Tos doesn't care to find them up. You know why? Because he doesn't pass like that anyway. How do I know that he doesn't pass like that? How do I know? Because what's his locker? Right? The Sefer Lo. Right? Tos says that Eidach is down Bisurin. How do I know that? From Sefer La Nida. And he told you, Sefer La is not a Chaz Yisurin. So he must hold that Eidach is Neman only Shloka Negra Chaz Maka. So Tos doesn't need to give you a marker.
But we're taking it to the next step to show that Nida is included in that. How can we do that if we don't even know the marker against this Chaz Yisurin to begin with?
No, but he doesn't know what the marker is because he doesn't even think it's true. But there is a tzad like that in the Gemara, so he's trying to figure out how everything... He's trying to say, if you were to pass that at that time in the Gemara, against what I'm telling you, so what's the Sefer La for? So he's even going to explain the Shita that he argues with. But he isn't passing like that. But his explanation on the Shita, his explanation of the Shita that he argues with is so important for us, even if it's not important for him. Okay. What's the Kamashala? Moses says, I need to suffer love. If you say that Eidach is never going to get Cheskasis, so what do you suffer love for? Because I would think that need to suffer Shabbat Erva. That's why I need to suffer love. Tell me that she never has. What's the Kamash Malah? What's the Kamash Malah? I would think that need is a Dabbat Shabbat Erva. So the Pasuk comes and tells us that she's never has. Why is she never has? But ain't Dabbat Shabbat Erva has Mishnayim. Ain't Dabbat Shabbat Erva has Mishnayim. So there are two ways to learn the Kamash Malah. One is to say that Nida really is a Dabbat Shabbat Erva, but the Kamash Malan is that lead is an exception, right? Iron presses lead of the sufferer, remember? Right? Lead is an exception. She breaks the rules. Normally, ain't done a share about his mishnayim, but need is the one exception. Now, this is an interesting collector's item. Now, what's a case of davar she'be'erva where even eight echad is going to be never? Right? Ask that to someone. What are you talking about? I thought ain't davar she'be'erva mishnayim. No, Tosfos. Look, according to one way to learn the Kamash Malan of Tosfos, maybe the sufra law. If you say that eight echad is never neged cheskas is, so like that day in Nivamis, like that time in Nivamis. So then what do you need the Sefer Law for? You need to teach me that they need the Nemenes. One way to learn the commercial one is that she really is a Davar she'be'erva, and nevertheless, she's gonna be a Nemenes. So it's quite an interesting question, because it's like, assuming one, and two, and three, and four, that's the case. Need is the case where she is a Davar she'be'erva, but nevertheless she's going to be a Nemenes as well. That's one way to learn the commercial one. What's the other way to learn the commercial one? That you got it all wrong. Right? That the Sefer Law, the Hashem teaches me that Nida's Nemenes, you must learn, you must realize from that that Nida must not be a Davar she'be'erva. Without the Sefer Law, you think Nida's a Davar she'be'erva, actual Sefer Law, the Nida's Nemenes must be that Nida is not a Davar she'be'erva. Now, how would Tosfos learn? Which way would he like? What do you think? Which way would he like? Would he learn? Yeah?
The second.
Second, of course, because Tosfos holds Nida's not a Davar she'be'erva. Right, it's Yisurin. How do I know that Tosfos learns that Nida is not a Davar she'be'erva? That it's Yisurin?
It's the Makor.
Number one, it's the Makor. Actually, number two, it's the Makor. But I know it even more basically. Why, Zach?
It's just the breaking of the...
Tosfos tells you what Davar she'be'erva is. What is it? Gittin, V'kiddushin, and Znus of Sota. He told you what Davar she'be'erva is. That was up front. That's why you gotta start with the first Tosfos and work your way down, because everything builds. Tosfos told you what Davar she'be'erva is. So we know Nida, according to Tosfos, is not Davar she'be'erva. So this might be a nice Hava Amina, but it ain't going to stay Lefida Maskana, because we know Nida can't be a Davar she'be'erva. No problem. That's the Salka Daita. But the Kamash Molan is, the Sofa Lo Atma, the Nida's Nemenes, and from that you see that she's Takanah a Davar she'be'erva. But I need the Sofa, meaning what's coming out is that the Sofra Lo is helping me determine to be Koveya Vosmeitos Davar she'be'erva. Well, what's included within Davar she'be'erva, according to Tosfos? You know, we had the four sheepas, right? Four sheepas, Yisurim, Davar she'be'erva, what is it, right? So, but how did Tosfos know what Davar she'be'erva is? It's only creation of Ishus, Afkos, Ishus. How did he know that? The answer ultimately is the Sofra Law, taught in this. The Sofra Law itself taught in this, right? Lefi, the day in Yavamas, that Eid Achon is Nevi Surah, and even Kenegat Haskas Isser, the Sofra Law can teach Megufa. Right? According to that daya, the Sefer Law Gufa can teach me that Nida is not a Davar she'be'erva. Now, I'm dramatizing this a little bit. The emes really is that the Sefer Law is not really going to teach me that, because Tosfos holds that Nida is not as chazak Yisur. Right? So it's according to this daya. If you say that Eid Echad is Nema Neged Cheskas Issa, then the Sefer Law will teach you that Nida is not a Davar she'be'erva. But Tosfos holds that Eid Echad is Nema Bisur only Shiloka Neged Chazaka. Learned from Nida. Right? He happens to say that the Makor is from Nida. But what I'm saying, I was a little bit, it's dramatized a little bit more than it should be, right? But that's drama. That's part of Talmud Torah, to see the drama of it. But the emes, Tosfos doesn't even need this, because Tosfos assumes that Nida is not as Chazak Yisur. And that's the Makor, that Eid Echad is Nema Bisur and Shiloka Neged Chazaka. So, Tosfos just assumes if that is the Makor, so of course Nida is not a Davar she'be'erva. You don't even need the Shol Tosfos, right? I'm not sure if you chapped that last point. This whole Tosfos is within a Shita that Tosfos rejects. So they don't even need this. But the reality is, even Lefi Tosfos, if you have to understand the words of Tosfos. Tosfos says Lefi the day that Eid Echad is Nema Bisur and Keneged Cheskas Issur. So what's the Sefer Law for? Says Tosfos, I have a Havamin, I need this, a Davar she'be'erva, Kamash Malan. That Kamash Malan, Lefi Tosfos, must be Kamash Malan, that he does not a Davar she'be'erva, because he told you what a Davar she'be'erva is. But this Tosfos is not really necessary for Shitas Tosfos per se, because they happen to hold that Eid Echad is Nema Bisur and only Shiloka Neged Chazaka. Right? They really hold that Eid Echad is Nema Bisur and only Shiloka Neged Chazaka. Okay. But these are the two ways to learn the Kamash Malan of Tosfos, that either Nida is a Davar she'be'erva, even if you're the Maskana, but is a Gezeras, a Kosa, that breaks the rules. Or, that no, the Kamash Magufa is that Nida is not a Davar she'be'erva. that's why she could be nemenes. She could be nemenes about her seer. I think based on that, based on this discussion, now we have Pshat and Rashi. The kasha that we asked was, Tosus learns that Eidach Hanan Yisurin from Nidana. So we asked, why did Rashi learn from Nidana? Rashi stands on his head and Yisurin, Fashas Chuma, and Shchita, and all these other cases. And Tosus says, no, that's a Bazundara Nemanas, that's a separate Nemanas of Biyadam. Okay, so Rashi feels it's not a separate Nemanas. But why didn't he just say Pasha? Why didn't he say Nida? Nida is a case that Eidachad is Neman, Shlok, and Egerach Hazaka. It would have been very simple to say like that. So maybe the answer is because Rashi understood that Nida is a Davish of Erva. Maybe that's good for the point. And Rashi thought Nida is a Davish of Erva. Meaning, so what's the Safala teaching me? According to Rashi, it's teaching me that it's an exception. Aaron presses Pshat, right? Rashi will learn, like Aaron, that neither really is Darish Be'er, the Sofrala is teaching an exception to the rule. It's like Zeres HaKosov, that's an exception to the rule. Despite the fact that neither is Darish Be'er, she's still going to be Nemenetz. So Rashi holds, neither can't be a Mokah that Eidach is now Yisurin. Neither is not Yisurin, it's Darish Be'er. This is nothing to talk about. That's why Rashi had to give his Mokah from a fresh instrument from Shvita. Now, why would neither be a Darish Be'er? Right. These two approaches, right? We have two approaches over here. Let's get this on the board. I want to really. This is a classical construct in learning. You have a Salka Daitach, and then you have a Kamashmala. Whenever you have a Havamina, you post this in Gemara, you always have to ask yourself, what's the Havamina? Isolate all the assumptions of the Havamina. Then you have to ask yourself, what's the Kamashmala? Is the Kamashmala arguing with this assumption, is arguing with that assumption? That's just a way to think in Lumbus. You have to. In the Gemara, you have to do that. In post, you have to do that always. What are the two approaches? Okay, one approach is that this is the Safala. Nida is a Darsha Verba. Hine Menes Mixeres Akosov. It's an exception. It's a Yotim and Aklam. Despite the fact that she's a Darsha Verba, Mixeres Akosov tells me that she's the Menes. That's one way to learn. The other way to learn is that Nida ain't a Davish of Erev. The Havmina was, is a Davish of Erev? From Ashwell in the Posse, it's not a Davish of Erev. Not a Davish of Erev. And those are the two ways to learn, right? So clearly the two approaches are arguing as to whether Nida is a Davish of Erev. That's what they're arguing about. Is Nida Maisa a Davish of Erev? Is it not a Davish of Erev? The way we're learning Rashi, Rashi will say, like the first approach, that Nida really is a Davish of Erev. It's just the Pasuk tells her that she's going to be Nemenes anyway. So what's the machlokas with the Nidus of the Nishav Erev on that? What's the machlokas with the Nidus of the Nishav Erev on that?
How do you define
the Nishav Erev? How many definitions did we have? Four. So let's try to figure it out. Right, let's figure it out. Is Nida the Nishav Erev or is it not the Nishav Erev? What does Nida say? What does she say? The Sofer Lalatzma? What's she talking about? Is she talking about to make herself tamei, to make herself tahar, to make herself asa, to make herself mutter? But what's she saying? What's the nemanis for Safala about? Anyone?
Gavra.
Okay, you're jumping, but before that. Isser Heter, Tumbatara. That's too fancy for me. What is she talking about? When she tells her husband something, what is she talking about? Tahar, she's saying Tahara. That's really what the pasuk is saying. Safala la'atma ba'achatitar. Achatitar means achar ma'isatitar, the Gemara Nida says. She's safala la'atma, then she goes to the mikveh, and she becomes Tahara. So she's telling the Baal, I did what I have to do to become Tahara. Is that Davish of Erev or is that Yisurin? Before we get to Gavra, we're going to get to Gavra. You're a Ritva here. I want to wait. Okay. Do you see where I'm going? Isser, Heter, is that... Is that Davish of Erev or is that Yisurin? According to which pshat am I... What am I picking up on? Tosus number one, exactly. Very good, Shlomo. Right? What does Tosus number one say? That Eidach Hanem of Yisurin, Lehatir, but not Lesser. If it's Lesser, that's defined as Davish of Erev. Lehatir is defined as Yisurin. So according to Tosus number one, is Nida Davish of Erev or is it Yisurin? It's Yisurin. Right? It's Yisur. It's Lahatir. So if it's Lahatir, then she should be Nemenes. There's no exception. Tosfos number one would learn, like the second shot, that Nida is not a Maskona, the second one, Nida is not a Gamsher, that's why she's going to be Nemenes. How about Tosfos number two? Of course, Ishus. Creation of Ishus. Is there any creation of Ishus over here? Is any Afghaz? No. She's married before, she's married after. This is not. No. So according to Tosfos number two, is Nida Gamsher, is it not? No, it's Yisurim. So according to Tosfos 1 and 2, according to Tosfos, Nida is Yisurim, it's not Dosharim. And that's exactly what we thought it should be, right? Tosfos said that Eidach and Nemen Yisurim is like from Nida. Tosfos holds that Nida is Yisurim, so everything is Gevaldik. How's Rashi learning? Rashi probably would learn. Like whom? Maybe Rabbi Yehuda. Well, you know what? Let's say Ritva first. Moody's Ritva. He was first. He jumped. Rashi will either learn, like there's a reason that there is. Rashi would learn like the Ritva Amuri, right? That Yisurim is Eidus on a Chetza. Tavish Rebbe is Eidus on a Gavra, status of a Gavra. Any status of a Gavra. Not just Hafkaz Ishus and creation of Ishus. Nida certainly Eidus on status of a Gavra. Her status, Shmei or Tahor. Right? So if Rashi takes the Ritva's approach, then everything is Gevaldik. He didn't want to learn that Eidach and Yisurim can be derived from Nida. Because he holds Nida's above the Shabbat, because he holds like the Ritva that any Eidus on the status of the Gavra is called Dovah Shabbat. That's one way to learn. The other way to learn is that Rashi will take Rabbi Natan's approach to what? How do we define that Shabbat? Arise, any Eidus on an Isser Erva. And Nida might be an Isser Erva. Maybe Rashi understands that Nida is an Isser Erva. So that's why he holds that Dava Shabbat, that Nida is a Dava Shabbat Erva. Right? Nida could be an Erva. It is a Chiv Karetz, but the question is, is it Din Erva, or is it just Dava Chiv Karetz? Right? We saw my focus, the Rambam and others. So maybe Rashi holds that Dava Shabbat Erva is defined as any Eidus about an Erva, and he assumes that Nida is an Erva, so that's why Nida is going to be Dava Shabbat Erva. And that's why Rashi didn't want to learn that Eidach and Ambisurit from Nida. See the hands are up. Let's see if you're thinking of what I'm thinking.
Rabbi
yes.
Rabbi Tam doesn't actually hold the Nida as an
Erva. Correct. Rashi will hold of the Rabbeinu Tam's Shita in defining Dava Shabbat Erva, but it'll go like the Rambam that Nida is an Erva. Right? Himstratable self-defense. He's his own person. But you're right. Rabbeinu Tam would not learn like this because he doesn't put the two together. But Rashi would go like the Rabbeinu Tam in terms of the definition of Dava Shabbat Erva, but like the Rambam to say that Nida is an Erva, that's why he defines Nida as a Dava Shabbat Erva. But this is not just pie in the sky. When we started the Sugya, I read a Rashi and I alluded to the fact that Rashi seems to take Rabbeinu Tam's approach. Do you recall which Rashi I'm talking about? Rashi and Chulin. I don't have a Gemara Chulin. I forgot my Gemara Chulin. Does anyone have a Gemara Chulin? Oh no. You look at the Rashi and Chulin again. Rashi and Chulin says something to the effect that is there like a Yusuf Rashi in the Gemaras that you have? Do they put Pnei Rashi? Oh, Pnei Rashi and Chulin. Gevaldik. No! He has a dot, dot, dot at the end. Oh. He goes to form part of the Rashi. Yes, the Oz V'Hadar comes through in the clutch. Baldic, wow. Okay, what does Rashi say in Gittin? I mean in Chulin, but it's in Gittin. Likudei Rashi, right? What did he say? The Kol Yochid V'Yochid Heminoso Torah V'Zavach Mibkarchol Mitzoncha V'Shachar Es Ben Apoka, right? Rashi says that Eidach and Ambisun is by Hoshana is going to love. The Achli Konim al Yadam. Though his Kiku Lahamid Eidim, listen up. Though his Kiku Lahamid Eidim, the Gavar, the Lovic Sweet Torah Eidim, Elo La Onesh Mamon, Omisas Bezdin, Zola Arayas. The Gamina Davidavar Mimomer. Arayas. Arayas. That's Davashah. Arayas. That sounds like a Rabbeinu Tam. Type of sheet. Okay, but according to what we're saying, it's beautiful. Then Rashi might hold that Rai's Taka is Dava Shabbat Erva. And that's why he didn't want to learn the Mokar that Eidach and Nemdi Surin from Nida, because maybe he holds that Nida is an Erva. would work out very well with Rashi and Chulin. But these are the two possibilities. In terms of Lundus, the two possibilities are either that he learned like Rabbi Hatam, or he learned like Rabbi Hatam. That's why he'll say that Nida is a Devish Meir. But if he learned like Tosfos, it would be impossible. That's exactly the point. It's a Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. It's not there. It works out beautifully. That Rashi argues and says that Nida is a Devish Meir, but for one of two reasons. And that's why he felt that the Makar that Eidach and Nbisurin has to be from Afrasha's Trum and Shkita. It can't be from Nida. Because he understood that Nida is a Devish Meir. So it's a totally different halacha. For Nida, we would say that Ein Davar She'er Pamas Mishnayim, the pasuk of Sefer La, is not a mocker that Eidach and Nen Bisurin in general. It's an exception to the rule. It's a mocker telling me that Nida is an exception to the rule, that despite the fact that it's a Davar She'er Pamas, nevertheless, the Nida is going to be in Nen Bisurin. Okay. Let's stop the Gemara Shir here. I just want to take a Gemara. I just want to add...